Well, today we see a view from the South African Venture Capital and Private Equity Association, SAVCA, saying a simple amendment of Regulation 28 could help fuel South Africa's economic recovery. Today was the debate in Parliament around the President's turnaround plan for the economy. The President speaking earlier today, it was a bit delayed, so I didn't get to hear everything the President was saying. He looked perfectly comfortable, and as I was saying to you earlier, one of my correspondents today is telling me that he looked very much in control and was actually brave enough to talk about private sector participation. Certainly, the South African Venture Capital Association is saying that the small change to Regulation 28 of the Pension Funds Act could go a long way to helping small and medium enterprises, the jobs creators in an economy. Governments don't create jobs. They create an environment in which you take risk to start an enterprise that employs people. It's the way it should work. Let us get a view this evening from Langwa Madonko, who's a board member at SAVCA this evening. What is this great proposal, Langwa?
Good evening, Bruce. I think, in summation, the proposal that we put forward as SAVCA is that if you look at Regulation 28 at present, private equity and hedge funds are grouped together in a cluster where it's basically in the market referred to as the alternatives cluster. But if you look at the mechanics which are used for both instruments in terms of their execution, they are very different in nature. And the first part of our proposal has been that would recommend that government separate our hedge funds out of the same cluster as private equity and allow private equity to be recognized as a class on its own. And then the second part speaks to the limits around Regulation 28 and its and the contribution of private equity. We were saying as more and more pension funds become astute and savvy in terms of implementing private equity strategies. Pardon?
Our phone lines let us down and they drop us at this time of the day. It's the curse of 10 to 7. Guests we don't like, we book for 10 to 7 because we can't hear them. Apologies for that. It happens weird. I think there is a poltergeist in our system that sort of quietly undoes some wires at this time of day. So basically, I mean, this is getting quite technical, but you're just saying private equity needs to be treated differently, maybe in the same way as venture capital is treated when it comes to Section 12J of the Income Tax Act, which makes very specific provisions for the way in which venture capital firms can invest in a particular class of startup, perhaps.
Yeah, so what we are saying is more along the lines of many pension funds in the South African context that have the capacity and capability to invest in private equity are hamstrung in terms of how much they can actually deploy into the asset class by the fact that in many instances they are having to make the decision of balancing the allocation between private equity and hedge funds. Yet, all of us in the investment space understand that there's a big difference between what private equity is and how hedge funds work. And that's why we're saying there needs to be some form of separation as a starting point and then moving towards an increase.
Realistically, what impact could it have?
So I think you'll find that the top pension funds in the country are already quite exposed to private equity, but they want to increase their exposure. Also speaking from the perspective of them understanding the ability of private equity to deliver a direct and meaningful social impact whilst delivering superior returns. I mean, if you look at the performance of some of the larger pension funds in the country, a significant amount of the alpha comes from the performance of the private equity portfolios that they've put together, especially if you look at the performance of, say, for example, the JSE in recent times, which hasn't been as stellar. Private equity has also still managed to outperform all these indices that you could consider measuring and benchmarking it against from the JSE. And that's one of the things that I think you will note as being significant. And private equity also invests directly in the small to medium enterprises and has been a big catalyst of creating new jobs. I think there's a survey that was done by SAVCA on this impact, and it specifically speaks to this and how some of the private equity investments have gone from, say, businesses having 10,000 jobs all the way to escalating to 60,000 jobs. And there's case study to this effect.